This is your time.
This is your time.
This is your chance. Live every moment. Leave nothing to dance. I messed up the lyrics.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
What do you mean?
Put
what do you
me
say?
In, coach. I'm not done yet. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field. It is opening day.
Opening day.
Baseball. I haven't sung that song in a long time, maybe since last opening day. And I am, let's talk about Brandon.
Your voice, very good.
Thank you. Secondly, happy Summit Drive Time, everybody. Thanks
happy
for tuning
Summit
in
Drive
today.
Time.
I'm glad that you're with us out on the roads.
2 weeks in a row. Things
highways,
are really good right now.
In the byways. And this is a big, this podcast today is not about sporting things.
No.
But we're going to take a few minutes because it's our podcast. We do whatever we want.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about how great of a time it is
to be a sports fan.
Right?
To be a sports boy.
Let's review. Final Four is fast approaching. Sweet 16 starts today.
Tonight.
How's your bracket looking?
My bracket is okay. I would say in most of my bracket pools, I'm right there in the middle.
How many of the Sweet 16 do you have?
I have 14.
You got 14
of
the 16? That's not true.
I have 13.
I'm beating you, aren't I? Are you beating me?
No. You are beating me.
But I got 12.
I understand, but I missed more in the first round than you did.
That makes perfect sense.
But I didn't have. I only missed two or three.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I think I'm doing good.
After you've watched the first weekend of games, who do you feel like is going to win?
You know, the way that Duke skirted by, and I'm not just saying this because I picked Duke, I think that that is enough.
Was that not one of, against
so lucky.
The University of Central Florida, I mean, a school that you pull for, being from Florida,
yes.
University of Central Florida, was that not one of the great college basketball
it
games
great.
You've seen in a while?
It was great.
I really enjoyed it. Like,
yeah.
It was, I watched it, there was some screaming in my home, as
sure.
People screamed at the television. My children were invested,
and you don't even care
some
about UCF.
Reason?
No one does.
No, but it was very exciting.
That's the beauty of March Madness, isn't
UCF,
it?
UCF, the head coach Johnny Dawkins played for Duke, second all-time leading scorer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a part, I think, of Coach K's one of his first Final Four teams.
Yes,
and then now his son, Johnny Dawkins' son, is playing for Johnny Dawkins at UCF and had 32 points the other night.
How about
the storylines, riveting.
Taco.
There's a guy named Taco that
who's
is
7'6".
7'6". That's very
who
tall.
He doesn't shoot the ball. He just tosses
it. He didn't
it
have to jump
down.
To dunk it.
He just.
It reminded me a lot of myself.
Yes.
In high school.
Similar.
Not only do we have Final Four things, Sweet 16 things going on, we've got opening day of baseball. And I'm so excited about
mm-hmm.
it. I love baseball.
Yeah.
If you don't follow me personally
at Malone Summit
on Twitter, you probably want to start following me because I said some really nice things today about my dad in regards
yeah.
to baseball. And I love baseball because my dad, when I was young, taught me the game, coached all my teams growing
yep.
up. And then he would watch the Braves with me every night. They would come on the Superstation, TBS.
Yeah.
Turner Broadcasting Systems. And so every night at 7:35, the Braves would come
on. They're
not
still on TBS, right?
No, now they're on other channels, but I don't know. I just great memories of my dad and watching baseball, and I love baseball.
It's great.
And then I was growing up. They were horrible in the 80s when I was growing up, and Dale Murphy was on the team two-time back-to-back. He did some MVP-type things, and he's only – I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm hoping that he gets in at some point in time. Dale Murphy was my hero. And then in the 90s, the Braves started winning all their games. And so I was a fan before it was cool to be a fan.
Yep.
And then in 1995, Brandon, this isn't the podcast that I'm giving you some backstory.
I understand.
In 1995, while I was in college, Cedarville University.
Yes.
The Atlanta Braves won the World Series. They went to a lot of World Series. They never won.
Amazing.
And then they won it. Can I tell you a cool story? Do you know this?
I don't know yet.
I drove home. I drove home from Ohio.
Just to watch it with
your
dad.
In October to watch the World Series clinching game with my dad.
Wow.
To always have that memory. I drove 9 hours home so that I could sit in the living room with my dad and watch the Braves win. Kind of cool. Looking back on it, it's really cool, actually. So
did your dad even say thanks?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. He said, son, you're my favorite son. I have an older brother. You're my favorite son because you did
yeah,
this.
Where was your brother?
He wasn't there. So anyway.
Typical.
And so just really excited about opening day and Braves and every year our staff team kind of gets together and goes like opening day or opening week or whatever the case may be. So next Thursday,
yeah,
maybe we'll do a podcast from SunTrust Park.
On the field.
On the field. We'll see if
we'll
they'll let us
on. We'll go interview
the
players.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right. Playing the Cubs. It's going to be very exciting.
Ask
anyway,
me if I'm not sending a media pass email.
Are you?
Yeah.
Gosh, I love everything about that. Opening day. Really excited. And then, thirdly, in just a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm,
and I'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. Hello, folks. Is that how he says it, Jim Nantz?
That was pretty good, yeah.
Thanks. The Masters is going to start. That's a
this is what
branded.
I've heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, but as far as traditions go, there's not a single one
that's
like
exactly
it.
What they say. That's exactly
now,
what they
I
say.
Now, I would say not super into it.
Okay.
Not really interested, but...
No, that's fine. We've all got different things.
Yeah. For me,
so anyway,
it's, for me
sports,
it's
everything.
Cheering for an NBA team in the East to get to the eighth seed. And that's not like
the
a
worst.
It's not like a like a big feat.
I'm happy. I'm
us.
Happy. Those of you that don't know, Brandon, again, I just mentioned that he's from Florida. I mentioned UCF, University of Central Florida. In Central Florida, obviously, is Orlando.
Orlando.
Brandon's
Mickey
Mouse. A fan of the Orlando Magic, the NBA basketball team.
We haven't made the playoffs
he's
in 7
famous
years.
Famous for Shaquille O'Neal,
yep,
and
Lil Penny.
Lil Penny Hardaway back in the day.
Yep.
Good luck to you guys.
Thank you so
Nobody
much.
Nobody cares.
I don't expect anyone to care.
No one listening. I shouldn't say that. That was very rude and wrong.
No. Not
no
rude,
one
not wrong.
Listening to Summit Drive Time cares.
Yeah. No, I
that's
think that's
fair,
accurate.
Right? I can say that.
If you are
Do you know
listening
anybody
to
else
this,
at all of Summit
no.
that pulls for the Orlando
no.
Magic?
If exactly. you are listening to this podcast and you are an Orlando Magic fan, let's hang.
Yeah. You want to know
let's
about
Let's hang.
It.
Yeah. Okay. We could really do great. Some watch parties.
Yeah. It'd be really great.
Hey. Let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about what we're supposed to talk about on the podcast
yes.
today. Although I think, from what I can gather and looking at the analytics, people Which really do.
Do
just tune in for the first 5 minutes where we talk about random things.
You know, I can find
and
that out.
And then we
out.
Start talking about spiritual things or things having to do with the nature and purpose of the church or Jesus. People turn it off.
You know, you want me to look that up?
No, I
can look
I don't
that
want
up.
You to look
Would
it
you
up.
Be defeated a
Remember
little bit?
Remember when we used to do FaceTime live for our Sunday morning services?
Yes, FaceTime
and
Live is
FaceTime
what it was
Live
called.
Is what it's called. And what was it called? What was it really called?
We would go live on Facebook.
We'd go live on Facebook, yes. which is FaceTime Live, Facebook. And and we could see, like, you can go back and watch
yeah,
it and
see and you
when
see
people
the dips.
Are watching and not watching.
Yeah.
And so they did not watch anything except for you and I do announcements.
11 o'clock, we're in.
It's fantastic.
Announcements are coming up.
How interesting, though, as we travel around to some of our other congregations, how often do people come up and say, man, Summit Malden is so lucky that you guys do stand-up humor every week at the end of the service. Do they say that to you a lot?
Something like that, yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Hey, before we get to what we're talking about,
yeah.
we this week we went out to Bethany,
yeah,
which is
did.
Now officially Summit Spartanburg.
Yeah. Busy week.
Busy week. So many things are going on. So we got to give a shout-out to a couple people. This
Go.
Guy we don't normally give a shout-out to. He's not allowed on the podcast, but we do need to give a shout-out to Jim Geyer.
Jim Geyer, administrative pastor of Summit Church, has been kicking it.
Kicking it.
And organizing things and getting teams together.
I don't know if he's slept.
I don't think he has slept maybe in 2 weeks.
I don't think so.
His hair looks the exact
same. Exact same. It's phenomenal.
And so we're thankful for Jim.
He's doing a great job out there.
Doing a great
and
job.
And so many people giving up of their time to make sure that the building is
people
ready
moving
to
things,
go.
People painting things.
Nathan Forrest gardening.
Measuring things. Nathan was gardening. I did walk out to the gardening area and saw, actually, I mean, not to be braggadocious, but I did drive the truck to Lowe's where we could get some mulch and flowers.
Yes.
Now, I did not get my hands dirty.
No.
But I pulled up to where they could load the stuff
yeah.
into the
and
truck.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but on moving day, you moved one or two trash bags.
Yep, I
and
did. Very
yesterday,
light.
You were complaining about your back.
My back does hurt, so and this is fine. This is my own medical issues. I have a bulging disc in my yeah. lower back.
Bulging.
And it flares up just depending on, you know, the weather.
Yep.
And how often maybe I've swung a golf club.
Yeah.
And so I'm not allowed to lift really heavy things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of show up and I tell jokes, kind of, you know, because people get demoralized when they move. They're mm-hmm. just lifting heavy things, it's sweaty, it's heavy things.
Yeah, I was bummed, yeah.
And so I just feel like my role on the team in regards to interdependency is to show up and tell you, you're doing great, let me tell you some jokes. And I think sometimes the laughter helps them pick up the
it's
heavy...
It's a second wind.
The heavy desk.
Yeah.
The filing cabinets.
Yeah.
The Chester drawers.
Really,
and
your...
move them where they need to go.
Your words are more helpful than your arms.
Yeah, and I think that's just knowing your knowing your place
yeah.
on the team. Would I rather use my words or would I rather use my arms? I would rather use my words. And maybe I could say it this way. You can use your words to uplift or you can use your arms to uplift. And I like to use my yes. words to uplift more than my arms.
I love it. Last week, we were talking about some exciting things that have happened in quarter one here at Summit Church.
Sorry, I'm laughing at myself because I thought that was really funny.
You uplifted yourself with your words.
I did. All right,
and one of the things that we talked about, we alluded to, was that we did Membership Connect.
Yeah, Membership
We
Connect.
Had over 90 people yeah. sign up because yeah. they are interested in taking the next steps of what it might look like.
It's not even counting
no,
the kids.
No pressure.
Because kids, you know, they get rolled in. You know, if mom and dad say they're in, then the kids are in. That's a, we had 135 people, if you
Crazy.
Put all of that together.
So yeah, yeah. here's the thing that as I was thinking, and I was even thinking about this at Membership Connect. Many of these people maybe become members, and the first question I think is why do that?
Yeah,
why is it important to say, hey, I'm here, and I'm not just here. I want to become a member. What yeah. does that even mean? Why is that a why is that an important thing?
Yeah, and you know, we just did this series in the Way of Grace. We talked a little bit about being in the Word and prayer, and then belonging, like actually saying, like, this is my these are my people.
Yes,
that I'm going to journey and do life with. And I, and one of those messages that I was teaching, I said, you know, I can't take you to a verse in the Bible that says, "Thus saith the Lord, you shall join a local church in your town and go to their membership class and sign their membership covenant."
Right.
And there's a lot of folks who just, I don't know, maybe it's history, so I don't want to ever negate people's history. So people have had a bad experience in the past. So this idea of officially, if I could say it that way, joining a local church, maybe because of their past, they're just jaded, they've been hurt, they've been wounded, they don't want to do that. Others of people would say that's the case, but that's actually not the case as much as they say it's the case. It's just they, I don't know, if it's this idea of commitment, if it's this idea of someone depending on you, if it's uh-huh. this idea of depending on someone,
uh-huh.
they're just reluctant for whatever reason to do that. And so one of the things that we've tried to do, we don't do it all the time, but we do it periodically, is come back to our folks and just say, listen, the biblical metaphors that you see throughout Scripture all have to do in regards to the body of actually being connected, right? Of being known and actually knowing people. So whether you're in Ephesians 2, you know, where the Apostle Paul says to the church at Ephesus, so then you're no longer strangers and aliens. You're fellow citizens with the saints. You're members of the household of God. You're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone in whom the whole structure is joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. The same sort of idea is talked about in regards to the body in 1 Corinthians 12. And you got hands and you got eyes and you got arms and so on and so forth. Like there is this idea of connectivity
yeah.
that you see in the images and the metaphors that are used. So that sits there throughout the New Testament. But also there is this idea, and I talked about this, it's important to me. There is this idea that you see all throughout the New Testament that the early church, their leadership had an idea, if I could say it that way, of who belonged to the body and who they were giving, who they were responsible
sure.
to give shepherding care to, right? And so Acts 20 even, by Paul, again, talking to the leaders in Ephesus, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. Because I know that after my departure, fierce wolves are going to come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves are going to arise men, twisting things to draw disciples away. Or Hebrews 13, where the writer of Hebrews says, obey your leaders, submit to them, for they're keeping watch over your souls as those who will give an account. So do that with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Like that, I take our leadership, our elders, our pastors, our staff team, even our life group leaders, like we take this idea seriously that we're a part of watching over people and caring for people. And that's how I would hope people would hear us. It's not over you to tell you everything that you have to do. It's over you to walk with you, encourage
yes.
you, disciple you, shepherd you, provide care for you in the moments that you need care, and for you to be a part of providing care for other people. You know, folks that have said, Summit is my place. I'm in at Summit. I'm a team member at Summit. They get, and I talk a little bit about, like, they get priority in my life.
Yeah.
I get the opportunity to be at a lot of places, invited to things, to speak at things, to go to things. I say yes to some of those. I say no to a lot of them. And part of the reason is because I know my shepherding responsibilities are primarily here, you know, with the people of Summit. Like, even when you think of the writer of Hebrews saying that the leaders of the church will give an account for overseeing and shepherding you. Well, like, who am I, Jason Malone and the other elders of Summit? Like, who are we giving an account? Right? Who are we giving an account for? Am I giving an account for all Christ followers around the globe? Hope not.
Hope not, man.
Right? All the United States? No. All of Greenville? No. Those at Summit, this is my place.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to walk with me and care for me and shepherd me and encourage me and provide avenues where other people can be involved in that sort of thing in my life. And so it's just a huge passion of mine in a non-committal culture, because we're in a non-committal culture. We're in a culture where everybody's signing their prenups and whatnot and looking for the easy way out when things get hard. And so the fact that so many people are saying, no, I want to be in. I want to belong. I want someone to care, a group of people to care for me and be with me. Like, that means a ton to us, and that helps us know in leadership actually who gets the priority, if I could say it that way. Maybe that sounds harsh. I don't say yes to everybody who wants to meet with me. If they don't belong, I'll say it this way. If they don't belong to Summit and they want to meet with me, I don't always say yes. Now, I'll pray about it, and sometimes I'll say yes, but sometimes I'll say no, because I don't feel like the Spirit's leading me to. I've never even had to pray about whether or not to meet with someone who Summit is their place.
Yeah.
Because obviously I would, yeah. Like, they've said, this is my home, and you're one of my pastors, so I don't pray about that. What do you need, and when do you need it? Like, I'm there to meet, to talk, to process, to walk with, to encourage, to disciple, you know, whatever the case may be. So this whole idea of team membership, I can't take you to the verse that says, join your local church and sign this document. I can take you all over the New Testament, where the idea is seen time and time again, that pastors knew who they shepherded, who they care for, who they walked with, and that sort of thing.
You know, one of the things I like the most about the way in which we talk about membership is we have that word team in front of membership.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I think, you know, I was a member of MoviePass for a long time, and I got all the benefits of MoviePass. I paid a price, and I got to see as many movies as I wanted to, and that was the end of that relationship.
Right.
But when you begin to talk about team membership, there's more to it. You become a part of a team.
Yeah,
like, you are a member of that team. We talked about baseball earlier.
Yeah,
like the Braves, they are a team. They're working together. And if they're not working together, not working.
Yeah,
the membership is only as good as the team, right?
Yeah, and we use that, like, we picked that word team member early. Those words team member early on purpose.
Yeah,
and people ask us about it all the time because we talk about membership, but we say team membership, and they go, team membership, what do you mean by that? And to your point, we live in a culture where you join things for the benefit that you get from the things that you join.
Yeah.
Costco, Sam's, whatever club you want to be a part of. And while there are benefits to being a part of, like, I'm not saying that you don't get benefits.
Totally.
I just said, like, there's shepherding care for you. You have said, walk with me, encourage me, shepherd me, disciple me, invest in me from a spiritual standpoint. Like, all those things is what you're saying. So there are benefits. But the idea of team membership is also about what you bring.
Because
if you go back to Corinthians 12, I was just talking about, like, this idea of being a part of a body. Yeah, there's benefits to being a part of the body, but you also bring part of the benefit of being a part of the body.
Yeah.
So it's about what you bring. Like, we even talked about that. Like, what are the like, if you say Summit's my place, like, what are the expectations? Well, one, you actually commit to being here. Like, it becomes a priority. Yeah, the Sunday morning environment. Yeah, the life group. Yeah, the children's ministry if you have kids. Yes, the student ministry if you have students. It's like, these are the things that I'm going to be around. Yeah, I'll get from it, but also I'm going to bring to it. And so you commit to it by prioritizing it. And everybody's got things. Everybody's got stuff going on. The number of times I've had conversations with people who go, I'm just not going to join the church because I don't have time to join the church. I got too much going on. The fact of the matter is, no one's joining the church because they don't have anything to do. I think one of the most common lies that people buy into is that you're busier than everybody else. You got more going on than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Life's harder for you than everybody else. And I'm not saying that stuff isn't hard. I'm not saying that you're not busy. What I'm saying is, everybody's got hard things. And we don't have to rank them. People have difficult things. People are busy,
mm-hmm.
right? It is rare on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock when hundreds of people around Summit gather across our congregations that people are there because they didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
You know, they made a commitment to belong to a body because it's about what they bring, not just about what they get. And they prioritize it. And they serve there. That's another piece. And they give there. That's another piece. Like, I'm invested in the things that I give to. I give at Summit. My wife and I are in. We give to other missionaries. We're in with those missionaries. right? Because we're invested financially. We're invested from a serving standpoint. It's not just us. So many people are. Like, if you ask people at Summit, why are you in there? What does that look like? What you're going to hear from them, I believe, is I'm a part of a family. People know me. I know people. People are discipling me. I'm discipling people. I'm serving there. I'm invested there. I'm giving there. And I'm inviting people into it because my life is being altered and changed as I live this way. So those are all big ideas for me in regards to being a team member that I just wanted to share a little bit more about today, because, like I said, 136 people coming and saying that they want to be a part of Membership Connect. Really, really huge. I think I'd like to do another pod. I know we're almost up on time. Like, I'd love to do another pod just on, as people come into Summit, there's also at times seasons where people may be led somewhere else. Maybe they go to another church family. Maybe they just drop out of church altogether. Like, what does that look like? Like, what are the tells as you see people leave? And how do people leave? And why do people leave? Because that happens sometimes as well here at Summit, that I think just taking 20 minutes and processing and talking a little bit about that, what we've learned from that, the good things that we've learned through hard things, and then the not so great things we've learned through the hard things. I think that'd be another thing.
We want to look out for the podcast about how to get out of your membership.
How to get out of being a team member after I've said what are the loopholes? Want to be a team member.
I kid.
That's really funny. I like it.
Hey, we did it. So congratulations.
Do you feel like I talked really fast? We covered a lot of material there.
Yeah, let's everybody, you feel good?
Here's what I would say if you're listening to us today and you're part of the Summit family. Have you committed to being here? You know, have you taken that step of actually being a team member? If not, why not? Like, would you be honest enough to evaluate why wouldn't I take that step? And share it with. I'd love to process with people. I have coffee with people all the time. Like, let's talk about it. I'd love to talk a little bit about that with you. If you're out there and about and you're not a part of Summit, like, wherever you're plugged in, like, are you in? Right? Is that place excited that you're a part of the family, and are they investing in you, and are you investing in people?
Yep.
We'll talk more about it in the days to come. Before we leave, Brandon, let's roll out with another great baseball song. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Bum, 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 bum. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, or it's root, root, root for the Bravos. If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Be safe out there, everybody.
Home run, Jeff Moore in the distance.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, love you.